Let's take a few more examples, using a few more of the illusions. Any of them could be used. The formula is the same. When faced with the illusion of condemnation, it may seem to you as though this experience is very real. Condemnation will present itself to you in one of two disguises, your condemnation and the condemnation of others. When faced with the illusion of superiority, it may seem to you as if this experience is very real. Superiority will present itself to you in one of two disguises, your superiority and the superiority of others. When faced with the illusion of ignorance, it also may seem to you as though this experience is very real. Ignorance will present itself to you in one of two disguises, your ignorance and the ignorance of others. Do you see the pattern? Are you beginning to calculate, even before I tell you, some good ways in which you may use these illusions? Confronted with the condemnation of others, you will be tempted to condemn. Confronted with your condemnation, others will be tempted to condemn you. Confronted with the superiority of others, you will be tempted to think of yourself as superior. Confronted with your superiority, others will be tempted to think of themselves as superior to you. Do you see the pattern? Are you beginning to calculate, even before I tell you, some good ways in which you may use these illusions? Seeing the pattern is important. This is the pattern which you have overlaid upon the fabric of your own cultural story. This is what has caused you to experience your collective reality as it is on your planet. You do not need me to give you any more examples of how to step away from these illusions and use them. Indeed, if I continue to give you specific examples, you will become dependent on me. You will feel that you cannot understand or know how to recreate yourself anew in the face of real-life, day-to-day experiences. Then you will begin to pray. God help me, you will call out, and then thank me if things work out well, and curse me if they do not, as if I were granting some wishes and denying others. Or worse yet, granting the wishes of some people and denying the wishes of others. I tell you this, it is not God's job to grant or deny wishes. On what basis would I do so? Using what criteria? Understand this, if you understand nothing else. God needs nothing. If I need nothing, I therefore have no criteria by which I would decide whether you get to have something or not. That decision is yours. You can make that decision consciously or unconsciously. You have been making it unconsciously for centuries, indeed, for millennia. Here is how you can make it consciously.
A. See the illusion as an illusion. B. Decide what it means. C. Recreate yourself anew. Use the following statements of ultimate truth as tools in accomplishing the above. 1. Nothing in my world is real. 2. The meaning of everything is the meaning I give it. 3. I am who I say I am, and my experience is what I say it is. The communication that I've been having with you here is your attempt to place into human words the complex concepts that you intuitively understand at a deep inner level of awareness. These ideas have come to you and through you before. If you are not careful, it will look as if they came to someone else, through someone else. This is an illusion. You have brought this experience to yourself, through yourself, repeatedly. This is your process of remembering. The opportunity now is to transform these words into an experience by replacing your illusions with a new lived reality. This is the transformation of life on your planet of which I have spoken. Thus, I have inspired it to be said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. For the words here to be made flesh, for them to become more than mere sounds, but physical reality in your physical world, you must pay attention to the part of yourself that is physical in the world. Your communion with God, your meeting with the Creator within, begins with knowing your physical body, understanding your physical body, honoring your physical body, and using your physical body as a vehicle that is meant to serve you. In order to do this, you must first understand that you are not your physical body. You are that which controls your body, lives with your body, and acts in the physical world through your body, but you are not the body itself. If you imagine that you are your body, you will experience life as an expression of the body. When you understand that you are your soul, then you will experience life as an expression of the soul. When you acknowledge that your soul and God's are one, then you will experience life as an expression of the one Spirit. This will change everything. To know your body, to understand your body, to experience your body in its fullest magnificence, seek to be with your body in a quality way. Love it. Care for it. Listen to it. It will tell you what is true. Remember, the truth is what is so right now. And this is something everybody knows. Therefore, listen to what your body is telling you. Remember how to listen. Look at what your body is showing you. Remember how to look. Do not only observe other people's body language, observe your own. Health is an announcement of agreement between your body, mind, and spirit. When you are not healthy, look to see which parts of you disagree. Perhaps it is time for you to rest your body, but your mind does not know how. Perhaps your mind is dwelling on negative, angry thoughts or worries about tomorrow, and your body cannot relax. Your body will demonstrate the truth to you. Simply watch it. Notice what it is showing you. Listen to what it is saying. Honor your body. Keep it in good shape. It is the most important physical tool that you have. It is a magnificent tool, an extraordinary instrument. You can subject it to untold abuse, and it will continue to serve you as best it can. But why reduce its effectiveness? Why abuse its systems? Even as I told you to meditate every day so that you may quiet your mind and experience your oneness with me, now I tell you to exercise each day. Exercise is the meditation of the body. It, too, allows you to feel oneness with all of life. You will never feel so alive and so much a part of life as when you exercise. Movement of the body will bring you a natural high. That high feeling has been aptly named. You are high when you are connected with the Creator, and you are connected with the Creator when your body is healthy and in tune with life. You are in a very high place. Your body is nothing more than an energy system. The energy that is life is coursing through your body. You can direct this energy. You can control it. This energy is called by many names. Some call it chi. In some languages, it is ki. There are other names as well. It is all the same thing. When you remember how to feel this energy, its subtlety, its power, you can also remember how to control it, to direct it. There are masters who can help you do this. They are from many disciplines, many cultures, and many traditions. You may also do this on your own, with nothing more than your inner determination to help you. Yet if you seek the guidance of a master, a teacher, or a guru, it is important to know how to recognize one. You can know a master by the way he or she teaches you to get in touch with God. by the way he or she shows you how to meet with the Creator. If they shout at you, scream at you, exhort you, and entice you to find God outside of yourself, in their truth, in their book, in their way, in their place, then watch out. Take your watch out and remember that this time it's an illusion. If they quietly invite you to find God inside of you, if they tell you that you and I are one, and that you do not need their truth, their book, their way, or their place, then you have found a master, if only because you have been led to the master deep inside of you. However you do it, by whatever means or program, keep your physical body in the shape that will most effectively support you, given what it is that you are trying to do. Know that what you are seeking to do in this life is to express and experience the grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. If you do not experience that at a conscious level, if that is not what you seem to yourself to be trying to do,
then nothing in the communication I am sending you now will apply. Very little of it will make any sense. If you are aware at a conscious level that this is what you have come to this life to do, it might seem, reading this communication, as if you are talking to yourself, which is exactly what you are doing. So it will be no surprise that exercising the body is suggested, and a diet that serves your intention as well. You'll know exactly what that diet is, and even as you approach various foods, if you listen to your body, you'll know instantly whether it serves you to ingest them. You can come to this knowing by simply moving your hand slowly over the food. Your body will know at once all you need to know about whether that food is in harmony with your innermost intentions for the body and the soul. You will be able to pick up the vibration. You do not need to read diet books. You do not need to take courses. You do not need to seek outside counsel or advice. You simply need to listen to your own body and then follow its advice.